Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Somerville. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Robert. It's great to be with you.
And Scott is the president and CEO of Mitsubishi Electric Automation. So we're going to talk about great things, unique practices with your culture, supply chain, but let's first start out, and even lessons learned from the pandemic. Let's start out, what is the organization? I think everyone knows the name Mitsubishi, but let's talk through exactly what Mitsubishi Electric Automation does.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, Mitsubishi's got an iconic brand, the Three Diamonds. We are Mitsubishi Electric Automation, so we're a division of Mitsubishi Electric. It's a very large company, and we automate factories. And we do that by manufacturing control products and also producing software. And we can not only provide, you know, hardware and software to companies that integrate factories, but we can do that ourselves as well. We do value-added manufacturing and systems integration here in North America. So we're automating the world.
What's an example of where you're adding value through your automation? Maybe a company you're working with.
Yeah, I think a good example would be a startup company that we're working with called RoboTire. And this is a company that is doing automated tire changing using robotics. And traditionally, you would bring your car in and a technician would put it on a lift and remove the tires and put them on a tire changing machine and put new tires on the vehicle. Well, RoboTire is automating that entire process from end to end. So robots are going to remove the lug nuts and remove the tire from the vehicle, put it on the tire changing machine, and reverse the process. So what this is doing is basically helping to address the labor shortage that we've currently gotten. You know, tire technicians, it's drudgery, quite frankly, and the average turnover of a tire technician is within weeks. So that's an area where we're providing value. We're providing the robots and the control system to RoboTire to do that.
And you've been in automation almost three decades already. How do you build when you talk about, like, people leaving and the challenges of finding talent? You have what's known as a great culture and a culture that's really a culture of innovation. How do you build that? Are there any unique practices that you have?
Well, I've been focused recently quite a bit on innovation. And I think that it starts with culture. I think that you've got to build a psychologically safe environment. Employees need to know that they can take reasonable risks and put forth reasonable effort. And even if they fail, they're going to be rewarded for it. I think that's incredibly important. And I think that's difficult for any organization to instill, but that's something that we're really focused on. The other thing is collaboration. I think it's critical for associates, employees to be able to collaborate with one another across, you know, business group or divisional lines to get things done. And that can't always be driven, certainly, by the executive team, let alone the CEO. That's got to be organic. And that's cultural change as well. But those two things are critical to innovation.
What's an example of something you're doing with the collaboration?
Well, we adopted the 80-20 business model a few years ago. So we're looking at our business through the 80-20 lens, something that ITW made famous. And it really, I think, fits for our business. We were using a consultant for a while, but we took the training wheels off. And one of our directors, the director of product management, actually, is also our 80-20 champion. And she's working with the different business groups to implement 80-20 projects, and it often requires collaboration across business groups, and she's facilitating that. And again, it's wonderful when the executive team or myself, we don't really need to get involved. It's happening organically, which is fantastic.
And I know you and I have spoken that you also have this unique practice of having visual monthly video meetings with your team to help share information. Talk about that practice, because I think a lot of CEOs that I know, and you know, with 600,000 CEOs like listening in now, what they could learn from exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, this has been something really that came out of the pandemic, if you will. The need to, you know, we're all remote, right? The need to continue to engage and communicate with employees. So we did two things. Every week, I would do a video on how we're doing, primarily regarding COVID, but it's morphed into a monthly video on financial performance. And we're continuing to do that. It's somewhat of a folksy video. It's for the layperson, the factory, the person in the factory and the warehouse can understand it. And I think it's important to be very direct with our employees on the financial performance and the market and the economic environment. The other thing that we started to do back in 2020 was once a month, I will do a video chat, a live video chat with a randomly selected group of employees, typically, you know, newer associates that have joined us. And I'll ask how they're doing personally, if they have any questions for me. You know, keep it very down to earth, and that's been very successful. The feedback we've gotten on that has been great. And the whole element of communication to employees, I think, has been critical. And I think the pandemic maybe accelerated that, but it's something we're continuing to do, and I think it's working well for us.
I commend you on that. And I know that you've had a lot of great new ideas have emerged from the pandemic, of lessons you've learned. Share some others with us.
Well, I think that supply chain is one. You know, the supply chain issues we've got are a derivative of the pandemic, and it's something we're all dealing with, quite frankly, right now. I think we've kind of melded two things, the communication aspect to employees when it comes to supply chain, but also communicating externally to our customers. I've gotten anecdotal reports how some companies in our space, customers can't even get information from them regarding supply chain issues and delivery. And that's very unfortunate. The key thing is make sure you are communicating, even if you have bad news to deliver. And unfortunately, I've added chief expediter to my title, and that's a little bit of a slippery slope, but I think it's absolutely critical for our best customers, for them to know that I'm engaged, that I care about them, that they're top of mind to me. So I think that's also been a learning that has evolved over the past couple of years that's been very good for our business.
You've been in the automation business for three decades already. Obviously, significant changes. What do you see as the future, and what should CEOs be looking at?
So the labor shortage is not going to end anytime soon. Supply chain issues may become less and less, hopefully, over the next year to 2 years. But I think labor shortages are going to exist, you know, for as far as we can see into the future, for at least the next decade. And I think for that reason, it's incredibly important to do a couple of things. Number one, to have a plan to automate facilities and warehouses as much as practical. And the approach we take with our customers is really a practical approach, one of pragmatism, where we try and do things incrementally. We want to test things out at an operator station or on a line before you do an entire factory. And I think customers appreciate that, and they like the simplicity of our approach. So I think that's really important. But I also think companies, and we're doing this right now, and CEOs need to make this a key priority, is how can we expand the talent pool? How can we get people from, you know, different walks of life and so on to enter our organization and be productive employees.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Scott Somerville, who is the president and CEO of Mitsubishi Electric Automation. When we come back, we're going to learn more about new titles that come in as maybe because of the pandemic. Back in a few.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Rees back on the CEO Show, and we're with Scott Somerville. And Scott, you said that you had a new title that sort of emerged during the pandemic, Chief Expediter, in addition to CEO. Talk about, are there any other titles that have emerged or any new functions that have emerged from lessons you've learned from the pandemic?
Well, Robert, as I mentioned earlier, we implemented the 80-20 business operating system as our, you know, our model, how we run our business. And we look at everything through an 80-20 lens. And we took the opportunity to actually name an 80-20 champion. That was a new title for us within the organization.
I just want to ask, is that the actual title? Is it 80-20 champion?
Yes, it is. Yes. Because I think it's important for people to see the moniker, to see 80-20, because it is cultural change. And you've got to do a number of things when it comes to cultural change. It's about change management. So you've got to keep the message. You've got to stay on message. You've got to have processes whereby it's in front of people. I think that's very important. And you have to reward those that really adopt what you're trying to do and excel with it.
Now, Scott, you spoke earlier about supply chain, logistics, and the communication. Let's really go deep here, because this is something near and dear to CEOs I speak with every day. How do you really manage all of the complexities of supply chain, and how do you help your customers serve their customers better?
So we get a lot of our products from our parent company in Japan, and our supply chain team is on the phone or Teams meetings or whatever on a regular basis with them to understand, you know, where we are, what product issues there are. It's extremely challenging because it's not within our control, not even our parent company's control, because a lot of the issues don't have anything to do with capacity, resources within our own company. It's all about material supply, components are going into our products. And in our space, I believe every company is dealing with the same thing. And the challenge here is, when things aren't under your control, you may tell a customer one thing one week, and then it changes the next week. And that's incredibly challenging and difficult and hard for them to accept. The solution, in part, is to, again, communicate very well. To let them, and they will ask, you know, what is the problem here? Is this your capacity? Is this component supply? So we're trying to be as open as possible with customers. So we've got regular dialogue going on with our parent company. We've got an escalation path. So if there's an opportunity that's particularly important, I will actually get engaged. That's where the chief expediter moniker came from. And I will actually communicate with my senior colleagues in Japan regarding that. Now, closer to home, we also, as I said, do value-added manufacturing and systems integration. And we buy products locally as well. So we are, again, working with our suppliers to make sure that, you know, we've got priority, that material's coming in on a regular basis. And I've actually also gotten involved in talking with some of our suppliers to expedite material and so on. And in some cases, it's not a question of them putting us ahead of someone else. It's maybe, you know, some miscommunication, or we could use a different part or something like that. So we're constantly looking at substitution as well. How can we substitute products to serve our customers? So, you know, we're trying to make it as organized a plan as possible, but unfortunately in this environment, it does tend to be whack-a-mole, if you're familiar with that term, and, you know, we've got to deal with that. Again, I would say the key thing is communicate with the customers. I've actually visited customers to talk about delivery and supply chain issues. Very important to keep the communication channels open.
Yeah, it's I commend you that in uncharted territory, you're trying to make more of reliable, practical processes so you have more predictability. The other thing is, it sounds like, and all of you CEOs listening in, think about this. Look how involved you are getting. You're rolling up your sleeves, really. How do you look at your whole leadership role as president and CEO in terms of what are the most important things on your dashboard?
Yeah, Robert, that's a great question. One of the things I pride myself on is rolling up my sleeves. And, you know, I'm not going to take on the responsibilities that should be delegated to others, but quite frankly, there's some things or some conversations that really I need to have with our key customers. And I'm talking about the CEOs of our key customers. So that is something I understand. I accept that and I welcome it openly. And I think the byproduct of this is you're really increasing morale in a very challenging environment. You're increasing the morale of your team. When they see the CEO rolling up his or her sleeves and getting engaged like this, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that. Of course, I'm not doing it for that, but I think that it's really been important for us to differentiate ourselves from others and make sure that we're continuing on as best we can.
So let's end on the topic of the future.
Quite frankly, historically in our business, we've essentially taken employees from competitors. That's been the major source of new associates for us. And that's not sustainable going forward. So we're looking at, number one, promoting our industry and business more with women. We're looking at creating a university graduate training program and bringing people right in off of the college campus. And we're also, most importantly, I think, looking at individuals with disabilities, physical disabilities, maybe even mental issues such as autism, et cetera, and creating a program where we adapt certain jobs to their situation to make them productive employees. So really it's about expanding the talent pool and looking for people in different places.
Well, Scott, I want to commend you on your important work, especially building this exceptional culture of innovation. And everyone, think about this. You may want to look through your business from an 80-20 lens. The second thing is your employees. Let them fail. Let them take reasonable risks because that's what drives innovation. And the third thing, if you are CEO, roll up your sleeves. Your people will love that. Your customers will love it. And it gets everyone on the same page. Scott, great having you as a guest on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert. I really enjoyed it.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dan Houston. How are you, Dan?
Fantastic, Robert. Thank you for the invitation.
And Dan is the chairman, president, and chief executive officer of Principal Financial Group. So the organization is about 140 years old. Talk about what it is to you as CEO, considering you've been there since, I think, like 1984.
That's correct, 38 years, and I'm the 15th CEO over those 142 years. And Robert, if there's any one thing that you have a deep sense of responsibility for, is continuing the culture, focusing on our customers, providing a great place for people to do their best work. But, you know, job one for us is making sure we're satisfying customer needs.
And talk about what your model is in business and your offerings and your types of customers.
We manage and we provide record-keeping services for over $1 trillion of assets under management. We do business in roughly 80 different countries around the world. We do that with about 18,500 associates. And what we're ultimately trying to do, Robert, is provide financial security for all. And to do that, we want to make sure our products and services are readily available. In large part, our group benefits and retirement business are provided at the worksite. We do institutional asset management across a whole range of asset classes, including equities, fixed income, real estate, alternatives. As I said, we do it in 80 different countries where we're providing retirement plan services, global asset management, and again, holding up our bargain to bring as many relevant financial services products and protection products around the world to serve the needs of our customers.
And I know on a personal level, financial literacy is something that's extremely important to you. Explain why and what you're trying to accomplish.
When I think about that question, Robert, I think about it in the context of not all of us have the same access growing up as kids to information and have parents and mentors and people who provide us with a roadmap. So we make the assumption that when they become a customer of ours, we need to have the full range, the full gamut of knowledge and expertise and guidance and education gets people on board. I was fortunate to be in a household where my grandparents and my parents emphasized frugality, and they still do. My father certainly does. And again, I think we just have to remind ourselves that if we can package that and communicate it and make it readily available to all of our customers, they'll have at least the opportunity to gain financial security in retirement.
And you really have a reputation, which is what drew us to you, about exceptional customer focus. How do you do it? And are there any unique practices that you have?
I think the unique practices, Robert, in large part have to do to say, who is the customer? And really understanding who that customer is, what are their needs, what are their expectations, and, of course, exceeding those expectations. We do a lot of focus groups. We have a great deal of emphasis on better understanding and solving for the problems of a number of different constituents, small to medium-sized employers, large employers, individuals, people with large high net worth, people with lower net worth. It's our job to meet them of where they're at and provide them with a unique path that sets them on the path for financial security.
So let's focus now to leadership. When you became CEO in 2015, you did something really interesting with the board that I wish more CEOs, frankly, in the three boards I'm on, would do. Talk about what you did.
One of those practices, and it may seem quite obvious, but in my experience in talking to other CEOs, they don't necessarily do this. When our board convenes and we meet formally four times a year in person, and when there's not a pandemic, there's many other meetings throughout the year for special subjects. And of course, we have an annual strategic retreat where we really drill down on the next 3, 5, and 10 years. But I actually have a meeting in advance with just the board and myself. And what I'm trying to do for them, Robert, is to frame the next couple of days and help them understand, and like I'm sure many CEOs listening to this interview, there's a huge volume of material that we send out in advance. And sometimes it's hard to prioritize and understand what's really important, which is nice to know, and give them insights and perspective on my views on the presentations they're about to be part of over the course of the next 2 days. And then the postmortem to that, at the end of the session, then we go back and review what the agenda was in the beginning and talk about whether or not people got, the board members had the proper perspective. And that's what really contributes to a rich conversation about the stuff that really matters.
It's not only managing expectations, but it's bringing everyone on the same page and clarifying what's important.
Well, as you very well know, alignment with a board and alignment with a management team is critical. Matter of fact, that's where you see the wheels sort of fall off when you lack alignment in how you're delivering customer service, a lack of alignment on how you're allocating resources, whether it's capital, IT resources, human resources, all of those things require alignment. And it starts in the boardroom, making sure that we're aligned with the strategy.
And one of the key things you also focus, I know, in your leadership is the concept of servant leadership.
And I'd like to think that I'm never going to be a finished product, that we all learn from each other. And I learn from these same video chats and becoming a better leader. But I think at the end of the day, I describe it as being a chameleon. It's my job to adjust to my leaders, to my management team, to my direct reports. And I need to be the guy that's willing to make that adjustments. I treat each one of my direct reports differently, but always fairly, because I feel like I'm the one that's adjusting to their style, to their needs, at their circumstances at that point in time.
How do you know what people's core essence is so you can treat them differently?
As simple as this is going to sound, it's listening. I think as CEOs, we're inclined to want to do a lot of the speaking and sort of giving the directives. And I think we have to be even better listeners than we are speakers, because they're saying things oftentimes with a filter. And you need to be able to move past those filters and gather that intel. And I think when you ask the right question and you really listen to what they're telling you and you process that instead of immediately trying to come up with a response, you're probably in a better position to be a resource to your direct reports. And frankly, that goes for all of your employees.
What are some of the great questions? Some people tell me, what's the biggest challenge you ever faced? How'd you overcome it? What have you learned from this? What is your greatest achievement? Are there any great questions that you use in hiring people, in managing them?
One question that I try to routinely use, I know a lot of people might make a statement as a CEO, you missed your number, you didn't reach your number, why didn't you hit your number? That's interesting, but frankly not very provocative. My view is, I ask the question, what resources do you need in order to accomplish your key performance measures? And that's a far more constructive way about going about it. What are the resources? Is it talent? Is it IT resources? What is it that you need in order to hit your numbers, as opposed to the reverse? And although that may sound subtle, Robert, I think that's exactly why it's important to think about what is the right question.
It really sounds like that's the difference between a pushy CEO and someone like you, a servant leadership, who is really trying to understand, how can I serve you?
I'd like to think that that's a true statement. I'd also tell you that here's the reality in life. All of us are human beings. People lose grandparents. They go through divorces. Their child's having a difficult time going through school. Someone's sick in the family. If you're deaf or you lack empathy and understanding what an executive might be going through because you never asked and you never really spent the time to get to know them, I think that's what creates a fracture. And it also is what starts creating sort of the tearing away of the bond of knowing what that executive might need in the way of additional support. And that's done on a personal basis. I've been on the record with this. I know in the current environment, we need to find alternative ways to get our work done. However, it should not somehow be the excuse not to have a personal relationship with your executives, to understand some of the challenges they might be facing personally, which frankly could be even much larger than the issues they're facing professionally.
Is there a website people could go to if they want to learn more about Principle?
www.principle.com.
Almost could have guessed that one. We're speaking with Dan Houston, and we're learning a lot about leadership and about framing conversations. Remember that. But we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the topic that's hitting all of us. Everyone wants to know about inflation. Back in a few.
like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show with Dan Houston, who is the chairman, president, and CEO of the Principal Financial Group, about 140 years, a trillion assets under management, 18,500 employees. In driving the economy, what everyone wants to know right now, you're advising people. What could you tell us about inflation, how to manage, how to prepare for it, and where we're really at on the continuum of the world?
Well, I think where you start is the fact that we've got a large percentage of the leaders and managers in business today that have never really dealt with inflation. Principal has dealt with inflation for a long time because we do a lot of business in parts of the world where inflation is more concerning. And a lot of the products and services are actually recognized that inflation. So inflation-adjusted bonds, for example, in Latin America is a concept that we understand. Inflation's real, and although we may have seen a peak, I don't think, Robert, this goes away. And I think we all have to be then processing what are the things that we need to do to help our customers deal with inflation as it relates to the products and services that we provide to them.
So I just paid $6.09 for gas this morning when I went. Is that going to change, or is that just part of the inflation?
My guess is a year ago you may have been paying, it sounds like you're out east, and you may have been paying somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe $4 or $3.75 a year ago. And I think it's going to be a long time before we get back to $3.75 or $4 out on the East Coast. There is a huge demand still. The demand side is very high. We know that there's a war going on in Ukraine, and there's an unfortunate set of circumstances that are driving inflation. But as you and I both know, it goes well beyond energy. It's in housing. It's in food production. At the present time, in the environment that we're in, the reality is there's still more demand than there is supply. If you have more demand than you do supply, you get inflation. And I think that's something we're going to live with for the foreseeable future.
You're advising people. You do have, like you said, that unique experience of managing through intense inflation from your global footprint. What advice do you have to the average American on what they should do, be it from an investment standpoint, and I know you can't get into the main specifics, or from a life standpoint?
I think a couple of things. This is where discipline is helpful, and recognizing there are always ways for us to reduce our cost, our consumption. And I think we need to be mindful about consumption. As it relates to assets, one of my favorite charts looks back to 1900. When you look back into equity markets in the U.S. back to the 1900s, and all you see is up and to the right over that period of time. And along the way, even if you think about World War I, World War II, if you think about the Great Depression, if you think about 08 and 09, you could think about 9/11. In the grand scheme of things, those are always blips in that chart up and to the right. So diversified portfolios to go across fixed income and equities, not getting overly conservative. But there are products out there today that are great hedges for inflation. Commercial real estate, residential real estate. These are assets that if invested in properly with the right sort of manager, and we're one of the top leaders in commercial real estate, you have two components, right? One is that rental component, the lease income that's coming from those portfolios, and we see that being contributed in the way of cash on a monthly basis, and then the appreciation of the underlying asset itself. So these hard assets that are available in the marketplace today do give you that hedge on inflation. Likewise, you don't overindulge. So a balanced portfolio would still recognize, for example, you could use TIPS for a portion of your fixed income investments to recognize the Treasury does have inflation protection securities available. And we all know that different attributes of domestic and international equities, some of those companies that we can invest in, some of those portfolios are designed to deal with companies that have a natural hedge for dealing with inflation. So again, this is where I think financial advisors provide their greatest value. One, to stay calm. Second, to educate and inform yourself. And three, to make sure you're continuing to be diversified into these portfolios.
Thank you for that PhD. And everyone, think about this. When Dan early on said financial literacy is critical, there's your start. Continue to learn. Now let's shift back to principal. You have this a very strong ESG strategy that tied into a mission. Talk about that strategy.
As a society, we should always be striving to push ourselves to always do better across environmental, social, and governance related issues. We need to make sure that we're making progress moving forward. As I think about our own investment philosophies, and again, we do a lot of business in Europe where ESG is maybe 10 years ahead of where we're at here in the U.S., they have that sort of mindset. We have to work together. We have to partner together. We don't demonize industries. We just need to show incremental improvement of reaching a point where sustainability is within reach for all of us. And I also think we need to be careful about there's cottage industries, and this is something I'm sure all the CEOs on this call understand, that they're standing up these boutiques and they're making judgments with their own algorithms, their own models, making judgment calls across this broad spectrum of issues. What our approach is, we tie it back to the mission of the company. We're going to do what we think is in the best interest of our customers, our employees, our investors. And if we do that consistently really well, we'll continue to score 100 out of 100 and not let the, you know, the winds of a boutique or a third party somehow shift our views. Lastly, what I would say, Robert, is we actually tie Principal's foundation. We tie it right to the mission of the company, financial security for all. And so to the extent that our social platform improves financial literacy, improves financial well-being, sets more people up for financial success to our businesses and to the foundation, the better off we'll be in society. As a matter of fact, we actually have a global financial security index that we're going to be out in 40 different countries. We'll have results here in September that is going to give us a baseline in understanding what is the global financial well-being today and be able to provide your audiences and all the audiences out there with insights on how we can improve the financial well-being across these 40 countries.
Let's go back to fundamental leadership. Is there any quote or any statement that really summarizes and codifies your leadership philosophy?
You know, there is, and people who know me would know that I say this. It's from Thomas Jefferson. On matters of style, go with the flow. On matters of principles, stand like a rock. So when you think about transformative leadership, to be innovative, to be intellectually curious, to communicate well, to engage, all of those are effectively stylistic. But you have to anchor against the core values of the company around ethical and being trusted and being a good partner to your customers.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO show, Dan.
It's been an honor and a privilege, and thank you for inviting me.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.